naturally Polish-style bakery and cafe Rustic Buła started during COVID, with home baking being sold from a table and a gazebo. Moving on then to a food truck at Banna Beach, and now they have a bricks and mortar bakery and cafe located at the roundabout just past the Horn Centre in Tralee. Well, Rustic Buła recently won Best Pitch out of 17 exhibitors of early stage businesses in the MTU Enterprise Showcase and Kerry Startup Challenge. So here to talk about that and the business in general is one of the four people behind Rustic Buła, Janetta Wabuz Chatoven. Janetta, you're very welcome to the programme.
Very nice to meet you.
So look, congratulations on your recent win. Rustic Buła won the Best Pitch at the Kerry Startup Challenge at the MTU in March. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But maybe first of all, before we get into that, will you tell us about the business and what exactly you do?
Perfect. So we started actually during COVID. We just started with a table and a gazebo, baking from home. So it's a family business. It's me, my sister and our husband. So the whole idea was to give customers exactly what we eat at home, just to make sure everything is 100% natural, mostly organic ingredients. Now, we decided to go vegan and vegetarian. The reason why is because, especially with the vegan stuff on the market, it's very difficult to get 100% natural. And at home, we eat actually mostly vegetarian, and my brother-in-law is vegan. So it was a little bit easier with all the recipes to convert them into vegan and vegetarian for customers. But the priority is to be 100% natural. We started during COVID, like I said, just with the table and gazebo. We were selling every Saturday in Spa at the Oyster Tavern car park. And that's how it started. Then we got a food trailer. We were selling from the trailer for a couple of months in the Banna Beach because of the summertime. And then demand started growing. And because of the higher demand, we had to make a decision, are we going to do it full-time? Because, you know, with the part-time, selling outside wasn't really working out because of the weather. So the boys decided to quit with their jobs and we decided to do it full-time. And then we found the premises in Tralee at the Horan Centre.
Okay. And will you talk to us about the kind of foods, the type of foods that you create?
Initially, we wanted just to make breads and baking goods like cakes, for example, and pastries. So this is what we do. We make 100% natural breads. They are either yeasted breads or sourdoughs. Flour is only organic. And at the moment, we've started bringing flour from Poland and it comes only from few farmers, the grains. They're organic grains and they are being milled in a water mill. So like the quality of flour is absolutely amazing. Also cakes, but then kind of the demand was also for dining. So we are making for takeaway and sit-in quiches, salads, soups, and the same, it's all natural as well.
You mentioned that the flour is Polish. Are you all from Poland?
Yes, all of us. Yeah.
What were your backgrounds then? What were you all kind of working in or doing prior to this?
Having said that, like my husband is fully qualified baker from Poland, okay? He worked as a baker from the age of 15 and until the day we came to Ireland nearly 19 years ago, where he moved into plastering. So totally different business. Now, Paweł, my brother-in-law, he used to work in a bakery in the UK, so he does have an experience in it as well. Other than that, like my sister was qualified in accounting, where I'm fully qualified teacher. I could teach Polish language, but so basically, even though like me and my sister, we never had anything to do professionally with cooking and baking, that's our passion. We've always cooked, we've always baked. So my sister's way, way better in baking. That's for sure. I love cooking. I love creating different foods. So this is why we always wanted to do something like this.
Okay. And you mentioned there you're at the Horn Centre, at the roundabout, just beyond the Horn Centre there. And so it's open as a cafe and takeaway. Is that how it works?
Yeah, like it's a bakery with a little coffee shop. So we have few seats where people can enjoy inside as well the food. They can take it home. So yeah, basically.
And are you doing like outside catering as well? Or is that something that you'd like to develop?
Yes. So this is something we want to go into kind of deeper because we have the trailer. We would be catering First Communions. We would be doing some weddings. And we do a bit of that. But yes, we definitely want to do more. So Yeah, this is a plan for the future, definitely.
Okay. And how long are you based out in the Horn Centre now?
We've been there since December 2021.
Okay.
So it's just over 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how are you finding it? How are you finding demand for the business?
I think there is excellent. I think the location is just perfect because there was nothing like this in the area. There was no coffee shop and definitely no bakery. There is a little car park at the back of the building, so I think it's very convenient. You don't have to pay for the car park space and it's there. There is a big demand, you see. It's very difficult to find natural ingredients, you know, in restaurants, in bakeries, in coffee shops. Number two, vegan and vegetarian. Now, people really taking this route these days, and the demand is huge. I think it's a matter of spreading the word around. Once we convince people to try our product, they are regular customers. So I think it's a matter of convincing them, bringing them in, letting them try our product. And I think that's going to really work well.
And would you be interested in going down the line of supplying other businesses like hotels or restaurants?
Oh, yes, absolutely. See, at the moment, the biggest issue with us, because we physically work there in the bakery, we're there like 10, 12 hours every day, each of us. We need to start kind of taking care of marketing and looking for new customers, like new business customers as well, and direct the work to employees more than us actually physically being there so many hours.
Mm-hmm. And would you be interested in maybe taking part in any kind of a program to try and develop the business, say the New Frontiers or this other kind of programs for early stage businesses?
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. What MTU does, it's excellent. You know, they do the 6 months program. It gives new businesses so much opportunity, you know. You can learn so much from it.
Mm-hmm. And you took part in the Kerry Startup Challenge at MTU and you won best pitch out of the 17 companies that had exhibited there. That was a great coup for you. Were you expecting that? Was it a surprise?
Oh, it was a huge surprise because actually we found out through our friends that something like this is happening. And to be honest, we really didn't know what was happening over there. So it was a huge surprise, absolutely big surprise. So we are very, very happy.
And the other businesses, of course, they're all kind of early stage as well. So did you find that helpful to kind of meet with other businesses that were maybe at a similar stage?
Oh, it's excellent. It all actually started with the Blaznaharan last year. It was a huge thing to be a winner. That was amazing. But meeting all of those producers, now, honestly, people in Ireland are so friendly and they have no problem to share their experience. And this is what we got during the Blaznaharan and now during this competition, that meeting all those new producers, it's a huge thing. You learn a lot from them, but you can give them something back as well. So it works both ways. It's excellent.
Okay, so you took part in Blaznaharan in Dingle last year?
Yes, we did.
Oh, very good. And any plans to do that again this year?
Yeah, like last year we won first place. We got a gold for base sweet bun. So it's called sweet buła in our bakery. It's actually Polish traditional pastry, which is called in Poland drożdżówka. So it's similar to French brioche, the pastry, and it's topped with fresh fruit or it can be topped with vanilla cream cheese. There is loads of options. And then we got to the finals with our carrot cake as well. So yeah, there are plans for this year as well. We've applied already. So hopefully there will be a winner as well.
So when you mentioned the name of the business there again, Rustic Buła, is there a particular meaning behind
that? Yes, there is. So the sweet buła. Buła, when you pronounce it in English, it sounds like a Polish word, bon, basically, like a sweet bone. So sweet buła and rustic buła. So the part buła is coming from our signature product, the sweet buła. Rustic, we wanted to go back to basics, to simple ingredients, to simple recipes. And what's the most important, to natural ingredients. Because I think these days when you go to supermarkets and everything is processed, I think it's a big thing. Really, people need to go back to what was their years back, what our grannies used to make. Simple, natural ingredients.
Just before we finish up, as you mentioned, you're situated just past the Horn Centre on the roundabout there. Are you on social media? Do you have a website if anybody wants to check you out online?
Yes, at the moment we are on Instagram and Facebook, but the plan is actually to have a website, so that's another step.
And just for anyone listening, Rustic Buła, B-O-O-W-A.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, Jeanetta, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming in studio and continued success with the business.
Thank you so much. And we would like to invite everyone to our coffee shop and the bakery. Thank you.